program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody. This is Doug Chapman, and happy Labor Day weekend. Well, as the summer's coming to an end, Michael and I decided to actually take this week off. So what we've done is we've pieced together for you a Best of Your Financial Future show. Some of our favorite segments that we've done over the years. We hope that you enjoy them. Sit back and relax, enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and we'll be back next week with a fresh show. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. We are always excited to come out and talk to you and try to help you to make smart decisions with your money and get you going in the right direction and to share information that we have with you and try to, get you to accomplish what you're looking to accomplish and to get you to think about it. It's one of the things that we really, really want you to do is get you to think about things. And we like to come out and share information with you and offer out, you know, complimentary copies of different pieces of literature or information. Mike, we've got a real good one here this week that I'd like to talk a little bit about and let people know that they're welcome to have a complimentary copy of it with no obligation and, to call in. And as you're listening, you might want to jot down this telephone number if you're interested. You can call anytime to request this piece. It's 855-262-3722 is the number. You can call at any time if you like what you're hearing us talk about here and you'd like to get a complimentary copy of this piece here for you. But Mike, this piece is called Financial Issues as Retirement Draws Near. And I really like this piece because it covers a lot of the things that we already talk to people about, existing clients, when we're having meetings with them as we are approaching the targeted retirement date.
Yeah, Doug, and there are quite a few issues that will kind of rear their head, if you will. And, I think today this what we're going to talk about here is really, really important because I think everybody can relate to them and kind of say, aha, yeah, either what do I need to do about that? Or, yeah, I kind of went through that, if you will, by the time we're done.
Yeah, you know something, Mike? It's easy for people to become, you know, preoccupied with all the exciting possibilities that retirement, you know, offers them. Travel, leisure, free time, whatever it is.
Sense of relief.
Sense of relief, correct. Sense of accomplishment. But you can't overlook the fact that, you know, not all of your financial preparation may have been done. So we want to, you know, see if we can walk you through this. So the number one thing here, it's not the number one thing, the first thing we should say, and we agree with this, is to try to reduce or eliminate your credit card debt.
Yeah, that's important, right? I mean, you know, anytime you can reduce debt, I think it's a good day, but I think credit card debt, I think we all kind of know, has a little bit of a stigma to it, right? And often very costly. And more than costly, Doug, a drain on cash flow.
Well, that's right, Mike. It's, you know, it's a high credit card debt represents a monthly payment, right? And what is, Michael, what is the largest creator of financial anxiety for anybody at any time?
Not enough cash flow.
That's it, right? Isn't that what it all comes down to? At any point of your life, if you think about this, do I have enough money coming through the door each month? And if you do, you're typically not financially anxious. And if you don't, you're very financially anxious, right?
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure that we're managing the cash flow that's going to come into you during retirement. And one of the ways that we can go, you know, and help and ease that required cash flow is to do our best to eliminate credit card debt.
Correct.
What's the next one, bud?
The second thing we're going to talk about is people need, or you need to get advice on how to take payouts from your pension plan, if there is a pension plan.
Right. Now, there's a whole host of different options here. And, you know, what you really need to do is you need to sit down, in my opinion, sit down with somebody who's qualified to go over all the options with you. And there's several, right? So, you know, we're not going to touch on each one of what each one of the options are. But I really do think that it's important. And it's important to do this, in my opinion, well in advance of the retirement date. Don't wait until a month before your retirement to do this. You know, part of the most successful retirement strategies that we've seen for people are the ones that are set up maybe 2 years to 12 months in advance, so it's as seamless as possible.
A couple things on this, Doug, if I may. First off, when it comes to deciding what payout plan to take, all right? First off, very, very important, because once you make it, and if you botch it, you're married to it. You're stuck with it, right?
Yep.
Second thing is, you're absolutely right about doing it in advance. When we talk about putting your ducks in a row, this is one of the ducks,
mm-hmm.
okay? And a lot of times, Doug, you know, what jumps into my mind is teachers, right? They get a pension, and, you know, they got to get their numbers, and it's always good to kind of know a couple years out, where am I going to fall?
Right.
When can I go and how much? And the biggest thing about all that, to tie it all in, it's tied into your cash flow, as you just said a few moments ago, which is the biggest anxiety causer for anybody in a financial world, right? So you need to get your cash flow right, and what more than your pension exemplifies your cash flow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You know, what are the other guaranteed sources of income that you have during your retirement is very, very important, you know? So you need to take that all into account and consideration and sit down with it. And one of the other things that I think that you need to pay attention to is, you know, is there an inflation rider on your pension, or is there not? Is it going to go up with the cost of living, or is it going to stay low? These are just things that you have to think about and take into consideration, because don't forget, because of inflation, the money you need to purchase everything that you want to live your life today is probably not going to be enough to do that 10 years from now.
Yeah, and if I may say one more thing on this pension thing, all too often people come running through our door with a couple sheets of paper, and there's one page with a printout of all kinds of numbers.
Right.
Okay, you know, joint, single, this, that. And a lot of time for folks, it's very tempting to say, I want the biggest number,
mm-hmm.
but that may not be the right answer for your particular situation.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So a lot of confusion. You have to analyze the numbers. You're going to kind of have to number crunch it, if you will. And let's not get tricked there on, you know, the biggest number is the best number. It's what number is the best for your situation.
Correct. Very, very, very good point. And the same, that same whole thing, you know, holds true, Mike, to Social Security as well, right?
Absolutely.
You know, that's why. And really, if you're fortunate enough to have a, you know, a pension plan where you got to make these selections, coordinating it with Social Security is very important, you know?
Yeah.
It really, really is.
And the other thing, Doug, if I may, usually the pension, you know, wherever you're getting these number from, or Social Security, they'll give you the numbers, but they're not going to help you and tell you what's the best situation for you.
Right. Absolutely. The next thing is, Mike, again, do you have a mortgage going into retirement? You know, let's look at your mortgage, and let's look at the best way to handle that when you're going in there, because that, again, is related to cash flow. And that, again, is, you know, a debt or a liability that you have. And, you know, back in the day, it was more common that people would go into retirement without a mortgage. It's not as uncommon now for people to go into retirement with a mortgage. So that's got to be factored into to the cash flow. Now, the other thing is that what is the projected payoff date of that mortgage? Because that's going to be like getting a raise in your cash flow when that takes place. If you retire and you've got 8 more years to pay your mortgage, well, when that mortgage payment isn't required anymore, that now becomes discretionary income, right? So in a sense, it's kind of like getting a raise because now you have more discretionary money to spend.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Doug, is your mortgage payment, again, is part of your cash flow. And when you analyze it and when you look at it, a couple things. Sometimes, Doug, I see people with ridiculously low balance due amounts, $40,000, $50,000. And in the mortgage world, that's not a lot.
Right.
And they're sitting on a lot of money in the bank and they're trying to make the cash flow work and they're struggling when maybe the right thing to do is just take the money out of the bank and pay down the mortgage and free up the, you know, it'll help you on a cash flow basis. Also, sometimes I see people, they have a mortgage payment and it's ridiculously low and they have to carry it into retirement. And quite frankly, it's cheaper than renting. So you just have to look at it as if you sold your home and you're out renting a condo or a townhome or, you know, an over 55 community. So, you know, again, the mortgage has to be analyzed and how does it fit into your cash flow window?
Mike, these topics that we're talking about right here are all important, and they're all brought up in this piece that we have here. That if you'd like to have a complimentary copy of this piece, you're welcome to call in at any time today or tomorrow or, you know, any time. It doesn't have to be during the show here to get a copy of this with no cost or any obligation. And it's called Financial Issues as Retirement Draws Near. And it really is a nice piece that I think that, you know, I think you should really be, if you are within 5 years of retirement, I would think that this is really, you know, a good time to take a peek at this thing.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Oh, sure.
You know?
Get you ready.
Yep. And then, you know, the next thing that they talk about here, Mike, is, you know, easing your way into a new lifestyle. It really is. One of the things, isn't it interesting, Mike? One of the things in the conversations that we have with many, many people after they retire is first they tell us that it feels like they're just on vacation. Then they tell us, I don't know what to do with myself. You know, sometimes people are getting bored. So easing into it or having a game plan going into it is really, really, I think, beneficial.
Yes. And you know, Doug, sometimes we'll get hit with questions from people and they'll say, all right, now that I retired, should I go do something else part-time?
Right.
Should we sell and move out of state?
Mm-hmm.
And those questions can be financially related to one side of the coin. But if they're not, like in other words, like you're fine, you don't need to work if you don't want to, and you don't need to move if you don't want to, I call those social issues.
Sure.
And I'll say to folks, hey, listen, if you don't want to live in New Jersey anymore and you want to go where it's warm, yeah, I guess Florida or Carolina sound good. Or you want to go relocate near your grandchildren. So it becomes social issues and not so much money issues.
Right.
So you got to be very easing into your retirement is not just, okay, you know, ready to jump out of the plane tomorrow. Get your ducks in a row financially and then graduate into your social issues, I say.
Yeah. Mike, there's many more issues that are covered in this piece that we're not going to get to here during the show. So I want to, you know, let everybody know that if you'd like to have a complimentary copy of this piece with no cost or any obligation, you're welcome to call at any time to request this. And the telephone number to do that is 855-262-3722. And we've got a host of giveaway pieces that we always offer out. And if you're new to the show or if the show is new to you, you can always request any piece that you hear us talk about. As long as we still have it in the office, we're more than happy to, you know, always give you guys complimentary, you know, educational information like this.
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug.
All right, let's hop to our next break, and we will be right back, folks.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Happy Labor Day. You are listening to a Best of Your Financial Future show from Wealth Management Group. Enjoy the show and your weekend.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some time here this weekend with us, and hope that you're getting some good knowledge and you know, maybe even a little bit of motivation to take care of your financial situation and get things going in the right direction. For those of you just joining the show, my name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonacorso. We are the co-founders and managing partners of Wealth Management Group, and we come out here every weekend to talk to you about money and see if we can give you some knowledge, give you some motivation to pay attention to your money and to make sure that you're doing the right things that are in the best interest of you, your family, or anybody else who you're fiscally responsible for, to get yourself going in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. Now, if you're new to the show, this is the segment of the show here where Mike and I give you a couple of ideas of things that we've been working on with people and the types of questions or concerns or things that have come up. And our objective here in this is to let you see the broad array of things that we talk to people about and deal with people about, so that you know a little bit better about maybe what the services is that we provide, because we feel that people have a very narrow definition of what a financial advisor does. And quite frankly, we think that the definition usually comes down to some sort of investments. And while investing is part of it, it is certainly not the entirety.
Yes. And you know what, Doug, I'll kick it off this week.
Okay.
Okay. So what's for me this week, there was a couple things, but the one I'll go to right off the bat is sat down with somebody this week and had the opportunity to sit down with them. They actually called in and leaving the job. Okay. And leaving the job, and it doesn't look like there's going to be per se another equivalent job.
Yep.
Maybe some other work out there or some other thing. But for right now, it is pure leaving the job, job done. Here's what I have.
Voluntary or involuntary?
Mutual agreement.
All right. Okay? Involuntary.
So what we're going to do is, we started to do, is going through Social Security, 401k,
other assets, liabilities, the whole thing, and trying to figure out where this person stands right now. And, you know, Doug, it's what we do, obviously, right? But at the end of the day, it's always more of an emergency type of get together.
Well, but Mike, I think it's important for people to understand the person you're speaking about is an existing client,
right,
who already has overall retirement strategy in place.
Correct.
Now, granted, this part of the equation is coming a little faster than everybody had anticipated, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, this person isn't a new person that's cold turkey, no strategy in place. This person is an existing client who has the benefit of a strategy that was designed for he and his wife some, I don't know how long ago how long have they been working with us now?
Got to be well over 10 years.
Right. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's important for people to understand that. And the reason that I bring that up is to emphasize the importance of getting the ball rolling before it becomes an emergency.
So, again, Doug, it's with all that being said, it was a spur of the moment, kind of came up now. Nobody thought it would be, this month, this week, whatever the case may be, kick into action, 401ks, the whole thing. So that was one of the things that I had to look at this week.
Yeah. Mike, you know what I had, and it goes in spurts. We don't know why. We can't put our finger on it. Two people this week, again, existing clients, came in and said, I've started to accumulate too much money in the bank. It's not getting any interest. What are my options? You know, they want to know what their options are for this, and that's, I think, becoming common again, Mike, is that people are starting to accumulate money in bank accounts and are starting to get very disappointed with the rates of return that they're getting there. So they want to explore options that are out there and get some knowledge so they can make a smart decision about should they do anything, should they not do anything. Because some people are surprised that sometimes we tell them once they start accumulating money in the bank, leave it there. You didn't have any money in the bank previously. Now you've got money in the bank. It's a safety net. You know, maybe like we should consider leaving it. But have you had anybody recently reach out to you about, interest rates and seeing what they could do on that front?
The answer is yes. And I'm going to tell you why my suspicions about it is that when people have money in the bank, and they also have investments, when they see the investments are doing well in a year like this, I think that money in the bank becomes more and more glaring. We used to call it a lazy asset, non-performing asset, or whatever. And it's great to have money in the bank. So we're not.
Sure.
And by the way, accumulating money in the bank doesn't necessarily mean it's moving to the stock market.
Correct.
You could do different things without even, doing that. So let's throw that on the table. But I think, Doug, what kind of gets people to make that phone call, it kind of becomes glaring. Okay, I'm getting my statements. Oh, okay, the brokerage account is up. This is up. The 401k is up. Ugh, look at the bank account.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's kind of prompting them to pick up the phone and give us a call and find out what are alternatives. And again, Doug, I want to stress alternatives are often non-market.
Right. And, Mike, it's just important that you pay attention to your dollars. That's where I'm going with this whole thing. We've always said for years on the show, you got money in the bank and you're going to keep money in the bank, which is probably a good idea for a lot of people out there. Shop around for interest rates. I mean, you got to fight hard in an interest rate environment like we're in right now. You got to fight hard for yield. So I think you got to, make sure that you do the right thing for yourself. And you got to look around and you got to see, are there other options or ideas or other, maybe banks that are offering a better interest rate for your cash money?
It's interesting, Doug. 10 years now the rates have been like this.
Yep.
10 years. And I remember like it was yesterday back in 2008 and 2009 when rates were down and just people saying, okay, well, it's not doing, I know, but they got to raise them. The rates will go back up. This, that, the other thing. Well, guess what? 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've virtually been in the same rate offerings from banks.
Yep. Yep. So I've had some people, you know, come in and ask about that, and you know, we explore different ideas, and you know, recommendations for one person is completely than a recommendation different than a recommendation for somebody else. Like I told you, you know, one person I said, you didn't have any money in the bank beforehand, you know, and it was always a concern and a worry. Now that we've got a little bit in the bank, you know, maybe we want to keep it there as an emergency reserve fund for yourself. And, you know, they chuckle a little bit and they're like, yeah, I guess so. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Here's another one I had, and this is always like it's not a big one, but it's a feel good one for me, is had an existing client and want to do something for the baby.
Yep.
And that just tells me that they're doing things. They get it. They understand it. And I love to hear when there's a, you know, a baby or a younger person, and whether it's the parents, the grandparents, the aunt, the uncle, are going to come out and say, you know what, we need to do this for him or her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's huge, but that's just something that's out there, and I want to bring it up because, you know, Doug, again, in so many things in your financial world, the sooner the better.
Sure. Like, you know, I said, like I alluded to at the beginning of the show, if you're 55 years old and you want to retire at 65 and you get paid monthly, you only have 120 paychecks left. All right? Wait a month, now you only got 119. Wait 2 months, you only got 118, you know, and so on and so forth. So, you know, at the end of the year, you're only going to have 108 left.
And I just want to also point out, too, slash to that, for the young child to start putting money away and investing, also the person that finally gets their first, serious job.
Yeah.
Putting money away is huge.
You know, Mike, too, what you started to speak about before is that I know I've been hearing, you know, sitting in our office and you sitting in your office, Lorraine's been getting the telephone calls from the existing clients about the contributions to the 529 plans.
Yeah.
You know, it's people do it this time of year. It just, you know, it's a lot of what we see, you know, in the office that it happens. And because, hey, look, a lot of people are in, you know, a similar boat where it's like, I don't know, what else am I going to get for the, you know, for them for Christmas or for Hanukkah or for whatever, you know, the holiday may be. And it's just like, you know, at some point in time, is it going to be a toy that's going to get cast to the side, or is it going to be a contribution towards, you know, educating them in the future?
And the other big thing, I think we'd be remiss if you and I didn't mention it, and this is the office in general, RMD season is in full swing right now. And,
Mike,
with some 3 weeks left, you know, let this also be a reminder. Did you take your required minimum distribution this year out of your retirement plan?
Thank you. I wanted you to clear up what RMD is because a lot of people don't know what the acronym is. And, you know, don't forget, if you turned 70 and a half years old this year, you're supposed to take a distribution out of any IRAs that you may have out there. Now, if you're still working and contributing to your 401k, you don't have to take it out of that. But if you own any other IRAs, you got to take a distribution out. And reminder, the penalty for not taking the required minimal distribution is 50% of what you were supposed to take plus ordinary income tax. So they're serious about you taking that required minimal distribution.
And the two big things with the required minimum, three things, right? First, remembering that you need to do it.
Yep.
Right? Second is what do I do? How much? How do I calculate it? That's the other stumbling block. And the third thing is what do I do with the money? I really don't need this money. What? I get this asked, Doug, this time of year, week in and week out, maybe day in and day out, but I don't need it. Why do I have to take it?
One of the guys that I met with this week that, you know, asked me about cash in a bank that I referred to, the reason that he came in was for one of our annual, you know, a review. We do semi-annual review and, you know, to talk about his required minimal distribution. And again, what am I going to do with this money, Doug? You know, and I'm like, you want to add it to that bank account that you've been stuffing money into? What do you want to do with it? You know, and, you know, it's like, you know, give me some ideas and some options here because, you know, it's just people don't want to take it. The IRS wants their tax money. The federal government wants their tax money. They're making you take it out. You know, what are you going to do with it?
Sure.
You know, and that's a stumbling block for a lot of people, Mike. You know, it's like, you know, they're forced to take it out. We get it. No, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, wish, you know, that they didn't have to take it out, but they do.
Ideas are just things of planning tips, if you will, if we may. you know, Doug, sometimes people have IRAs, retirement accounts, and this is the first year they have to take it out, and they'll be sitting on their in their financial plan with an equity line or a mortgage still.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, it's they're 70 and a half years old. They still have this. Well, one of the ideas may be if you don't really have a need for the money, but you're still paying the mortgage or carrying the equity line, maybe you take the RMD after it's done paying the taxes and you retire some debt.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. There's people that do all kinds of things with it. And if you listen to the show regularly, you know Michael and I are anti-debt guys, right? We just, you know, and we know that. We've come across plenty of people who said that other, you know, people in the same industry as us are not as anti-debt as we are. And that's not, we are, we think that, you know, your cash flow at the end of the day will determine, you know, whether you have financial anxiety or not. And we know that debt hinders cash flow. So if we can get rid of debt, we know we improve cash flow, i.e. reduce anxiety or financial stress and, you know, maybe, you know, get you down the road to success and accomplishing what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, and all too often, Doug, we'll see people holding a balance on an equity line, $40,000, $20,000, $50,000, and they'll have IRAs comparably a lot higher, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they just haven't taken money out of the IRA yet, and they're kind of even living their retirement right now with their cash flow, and their cash flow is ample, but they are carrying this debt. Well, when the government comes knocking and says you have to take your required minimum distribution, maybe that's one of the things you do with it.
Yeah. What else did you have this week? It was a little bit of a quiet week this week. I had those couple of appointments where people asked me about, you know, their money in the bank. You had the one where the guy, you know, go ahead.
New client this week to consolidate a couple of IRAs.
Yeah.
Called in.
Yeah.
You know, younger person
mm-hmm.
in their 40s, but nonetheless had two old IRAs from old jobs and stuff and kind of wanted to get them cleaned up and had indicated to me that she had a 401k going, stuff like that. So got together and, you know, addressed that, right, to take care of the old money, plus, you know, get me on track here with the new money going forward.
I'll tell you a quick one that I had this week, too, which was a telephone review slash discussion with an existing client about her overall financial situation. And very pleased with the performance of her retirement money that she has through her employer. As was I. I mean, the performance was astronomical. But we had to have a little, quite frankly, a frank discussion. And I had to let her know that you got to pay attention to the asset allocation that you have over there. Yeah. And she's like, what are you talking about? Now, happens to be a person who has a thrift savings plan, a federal employee, thrift savings plan, and an over... A way too much, in my opinion, amount of money was in the general stock fund related to the overall thing. And I just said to her, you're not getting any younger. You've got almost all that retirement money. You've been rewarded handsomely for that risk that you've taken. But I think that we ought to discuss maybe putting an asset allocation strategy in place for that those funds right there. Because if this thing doesn't go your way, you know, you may lose more money than you're inclined to accept or be happy with. And I think she's going to, you know, heed the advice, and we're going to actually put, you know, a strategy in place for her right there, because, you know, it's sunk in a little bit. So I want to emphasize that to people's, make sure you're paying attention to your dollars. You may have more risk inside of those retirement accounts now than is appropriate for you.
You know, what's interesting, Doug, is the word that I want to say to everybody is rebalance.
Yeah.
Right. Rebalance. But, and a lot of people, they fail to understand what that means.
But, Mike, you can only rebalance if you have something to rebalance to. If you never had an asset allocation right. strategy in place,
but I'm
there's
about,
nothing to rebalance
but
to.
But I'm even talking about people that do right. and rebalance. And what's interesting, Doug, is talk to somebody this week, and we were talking about their 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And the person has a lot of money in it, and, you know, we're talking about the market and doing really well. And I said, hey, don't forget to rebalance. And a lot of these job-placed 401ks, they'll see something that says rebalance. It's almost
right.
like the rebalance button.
Yep.
And the person just didn't know what they meant by that.
Mm-hmm.
Like what does that? And then he started, oh, that's when I see that. That is on the site. And, you know, like, well, that. And I'm like, well, do you have it set for a rebalance? And he's like, No, I have no idea. And you know, we just kind of got into that talk like that. That's what made me think of the word rebalance. A lot of people hear that word, but they don't know what it means and when do you apply that.
Right. So if you have an asset allocation strategy in place, it's important. One of the important things, if you're going to follow that strategy of asset allocation, is to what Mike was speaking about, rebalance and make sure that your money stays, you know, inside of that original allocation. Now, remember something. Asset allocation is it's an investing strategy, and that doesn't guarantee you that your money's not going to fluctuate in value, and it doesn't guarantee that you're not going to see a loss in principal, right? It's just it's a strategy that a lot of people like to consider and use. It's one of the strategies that we like using, you know, with our clients, but I think it's important for you to understand that you need to, if you're going to use asset allocation, stay within the balance and the allocation that you decided was appropriate for you. All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
Happy Labor Day. You are listening to a Best of Your Financial Future show from Wealth Management Group. Enjoy the show and your weekend.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're spending some of your time here with us. And, you know, we come out here each week, try to educate you, motivate you, teach you some stuff, get you going in the right direction when it comes to your money and your finances and, you know, just overall what you're thinking and looking to accomplish. And we try to provide you with tools in order for you to be able to do this and make smart decisions and to effectively, you know, move forwards. And, Mike, you know, one of the problems I think that people have is they don't necessarily know what to do as far as designing financial solutions and strategies for themselves in the different phases of their life, if you will, because they are different as you move along, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and there's always transition periods, right, in your financial life. And I think that's where they have problems, you know, like trying to transition into that next phase, like when and then how and, you know, the whole thing. I think that's where they really get hung up.
Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, there's various different phases to people's financial life. You know, when you think about it, you've got wealth accumulation, right? Then you've got wealth distribution, right? You know, it's after you retire. Then you've got transfer of wealth. And you've also got you know, protecting and preserving, you know, considerations that all need to go into these things. And, you know, it's, I think that the protection and preservation are lifelong things, if you ask me, right? But the accumulation really leads up until you get into the distribution, and the distribution lasts until you get into the transfer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, it's, you know, four different phases, right? And one of them being, you know, pretty much kind of the foundation, if you will, you know, the protection and the preservation. And then the other three are kind of like phases or shifting gears of life.
Sure. You know, the protection and, you know, preservation part is kind of like the bedrock, and the others are as you move, you know, move along in it. So so what we have here is we have a checklist for that we use to help people think about the different areas of their life and things that they should be considering on here. And this the cool thing about this checklist that we have here is that it gives you ideas to check off and think about, but then there's plenty of space on this checklist to add in your own individualized things that you want to pay attention to or make sure get accomplished during these different phases of your financial life.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, the checklist really helps you, really, you know, helps you, you know, again, Doug, every phase, if you will, some things may apply or may not apply, right? But again, it helps you, like you said, individualize it into your own, you know, own creation.
Yeah. So as we take some time and we go through the checklist here, as always, we want to let you know that, you know, this is free to you. A complimentary copy of this with no obligation is free to you. You could just pick up the phone at any time you'd like to, 855-262-3722, and ask us to send a copy of this out to you. The number again is 855-262-3722. As we go through here and talk about this, if you decide you'd like to have a, you know, your own copy of this so you could work on it right in front of yourself there, we'd be happy to send it out to you. So, hey, Mike, let's kick it off here. Let's talk about, you know, a couple of things on the checklist that come during the wealth protection and preservation, you know, area of the financial world when you're starting to pay attention to this.
Sure. And, you know, one of them, and possibly maybe the biggest one, is ensuring that your life insurance coverage meets current and future needs.
Yep. Very, okay. Very important,
you
right?
Know, yeah, you know, the word protection, the word preservation, right?
Listen, nobody's got a lease on life. You know, nobody knows, you know, when they're going to expire. Nobody's birth certificate's got an expiration date on it. My dad died at age 46. You know, I think, you know, I'm very, very thankful for life insurance, quite frankly, and our family, first-hand recipient of the benefits that could come from that. Then, Mike, the next thing under this checklist here is, do you have an emergency reserve set up? And we like to encourage people to have 3 to 6 months of living expenses at the minimum socked aside.
Sure. And, you know, that seems like a fair amount, right? I think anybody can agree with that, to have 3 to 6 months, you know, put to the side. I don't have to worry about anything. I also like to say to people, too, what makes you kind of sleep at night? What makes you relax? Because there's some people that's not enough, and some people that's too much.
Yeah, well, listen, I think prudent financial planning dictates that you have a minimum of 3 to 6 months. But I know myself included, and I know you included, and many, many of our, you know, people who work with us, that's not enough.
Right.
They're not comfortable enough with just 3 to 6 months. They like to have more than that. And to your point, which was an excellent point, is that what makes you sleep at night? What puts your head down on the pillow and you don't have to worry? You know, that part of your life is not a worry.
That's such a common question, Doug, throughout the years of practicing. Hey, Mike, I have X amount of cash. Is that enough? Is that too much? Should I invest it? Should I not? What should I do? And really, I always try to get people to think it's about what makes you kind of, like, again, put your head on the pillow. What makes you relax? What do you feel comfortable with? And that's probably the starting spot.
It absolutely is the starting, you know, starting spot for that situation. And, you know, it's often that our response is to the same when people ask us that question. I don't know what that number is for you, But I do know that I want it to be at least 3 to 6 months.
Sure.
You know? Then we've got the next thing in that area is to make sure what happens to your income. Protect yourself if, heaven forbid, you get sick or hurt.
Right. Yeah, and you know, that's a big one too, right? So, you know, we got to have a strategy protecting me for my current and my future income.
Sure.
Right? Hey, what would happen if something happened to me?
You're 100% correct. Now, we're not going to go through every one of the things that's under each one of these categories in here because that would take us too long. You know, we want to encourage you to request, you know, a free copy of this. You know, obviously, no cost or obligation to you, no strings attached. You know, we'll send it out to you. So let's hop out, Mike, here from the wealth protection and preservation considerations, and let's spend a few minutes talking about some of the things that we may find under the wealth accumulation consideration, you know, when you're working and you're socking your bucks away.
Sure. And, you know, the big thing there is creating a monthly savings habit.
Isn't that the biggest one?
The old adage, got to pay yourself first.
Yep.
Right.
And the development of the 401k and a work-sponsored retirement plan has really become an avenue or a vehicle for people to do this on an automatic basis for themselves. Almost like, you know, they don't even have to think about it. It's already getting done because you signed up for the retirement plan, which is really very good.
Correct. Another one, Doug, is implementing a debt elimination strategy.
Listen, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you folks know that Mike and I are anti-debt, right? We want you guys to retire your debt, and because we do know that in the next phase that we're going to talk about, the wealth distribution phase, or in other words, the income phase, when you retire, cash flow is king. So if we have no debt to service, it makes it that much easier. So we really want to make sure that you pay attention on reducing or eliminating your debt. Go ahead, Mike. What's next?
Well, next one, we kind of get into talking a little bit of the investment arena, and it's a determined diversification strategy for investments, risk tolerance, time horizon, tax implications, also dealing with retirement strategies, kind of, you know, hooked into that, and utilizing what vehicles and what are tax treatments. So kind of that whole investment arena, if you will.
Right. It's something that you should be paying attention to, because maybe that's one of the important places for you to see your wealth accumulation take place. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything in those areas as you know, as best as you possibly can. So let's jump out of wealth accumulation, you know, at this point, Mike, and I want to remind everybody that if you'd like a copy of this checklist, you're welcome to have it. Pick up the phone, give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. So, you know, you could just say, hey, send me out a copy of the checklist or anything else that we've spoken about on the previous shows, for that matter. We'd be happy to send out to you. And, you know, as always, you can call anytime you'd like to, and there's never a cost or an obligation for us to send this stuff out to you. It's our pleasure because we're trying to educate you and motivate you to take charge of your financial life. Now, Mike, the next thing here is they call this, you know, wealth distribution considerations. I like to call it retirement income, you know, considerations, but whatever you call it, these are some of the things that you need to pay attention to during this time frame.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, this, you know, here we go, right? You generally spend a lifetime with wealth accumulation, and now comes to the time of you're going to need the money. Like you said, it's really a retirement income. And a biggie here is, you know, estimating your current monthly expenses to ensure your retirement strategy is sufficient. So how much do I need is always the biggest question, right? I want to retire, but how much do I need to live? Well, starts with the expenses and a budget, right?
Typically the first question that we ask people when we sit down and we say, all right, let's talk about, you know, your retirement. How much would you like to have at, you know, for income? And, you know, for a lot of people, you know what people need to realize, Mike, and I think is important, when you're planning for your retirement, don't just figure out what you need. Try to figure out what you want, right? Because what tends to happen is I've seen people make mistakes and they just figure out, okay, here are my expenses. My expenses are, let's just make up a number, $5,000 a month. Okay, I can retire because I've got enough money to provide me with $5,000 a month.
Right.
But that doesn't, you know, typically include wanting things. Like, maybe you want to play golf a couple of times. Maybe you want to travel. Oh, too many people just take their fixed monthly expenses and say, okay, this is it, and this is what I need. And I don't think that's the right way to do it.
Well, you're right, Doug, because there's more to life than, you know, cable, water, and electric.
Correct. You know, yes.
And that's what a lot of people do. Okay, paid all the bills. Well, but you didn't have an ounce of fun yet, or an ounce of living.
Correct.
Okay, and you're so right on that.
So that's why I say don't just figure out what you need. Figure out what you want.
Correct.
Very important.
And that's a big thing, and that's a great point. Let's talk about it a second. The wants, everybody wants are different. Some people have a big lifestyle and have big wants, and there's other people that are kind of middle of the road and, you know, do some things and have some fun, and they're good at what they do, and there's a lot of people that want a lot less. So that's what kind of determines, can I retire? Can you retire? Or the next person retire?
That's why it's all individualized, right,
yep,
Mike?
Sure.
You know, that's why that's the, you know, the appropriate way to do it. And then, Mike, once we figure that out, what we need to do is, you know, help you create a strategy for taking withdrawals from your assets that you've accumulated over time, optimize them with any, you know, government benefits like Social Security, and say, hey, you want to know something? It probably makes the most sense for you to do it this way or that way, and, you know, receive income on this basis. Really important.
Snapping pieces into the income puzzle, right, Doug? It's, you know, where does that piece fit in my retirement puzzle? And you know, so much is determined by, well, again, when am I going to need lifestyle, the whole thing? When should I take my Social Security? Should I take it earlier or later, et cetera, so on? Plus all the other things that are built into the decision process, but that's a big piece.
You know, Mike, so folks, those are some of the things that are covered under the checklist here in the, you know, in the income or distribution segment of your life. And what I want to jump over to now, Mike, is the transfer of wealth phase. And, you know, that comes when, for most people, it comes when you pass away. Some people start to transfer wealth while they're still alive. But, you know, for the majority of the people out there, it happens when you pass away and you're no longer here. That's when the transfer of wealth typically goes.
Yeah, and on the transfer of wealth, Doug, really, right, it, the word will means a lot, right? It begins there, right? How am I going to transfer my wealth? Most people transfer it through the will, correct?
Yep.
You know, so having an adequately drafted will, tax purposes, how you want things to go, right? That's why it's your will, right? To how you want your assets distributed, you know, is a big one. And then I always feel, Doug, attached to that will is two other important documents, right? The healthcare directive, which is a must while you're still here living, right?
Living will is what a lot of people refer to that as.
Sure. And then the other one is the power of attorney, right? We're all living a lot older. Society's getting a lot older. And the power of attorney is becoming more and more frequent, right, Doug? We see more and more people have to invoke it and use it or need it because people are living older. They can't act for themselves, and they need that person to act for the assistance.
You bet. Now, Mike, you know what the thing is about wealth transfer is that we were talking about in income, needs, and wants, right? Wealth transfer is pretty much all a want game. What do you want to happen to your assets, you know, when you're not here anymore? And that's where, you know, it comes into play. And then, you know, some people want to leave as much money as they can behind to the next generation, right? And some people only want to leave whatever's left, no big deal. And some people are in the middle. So it's really, you know, what do you want to see happen at that stage of the game? And then you sit down and you make the plans, you know, accordingly. So, folks, those are a couple of things that are on our checklist here for you for the different phases of your financial life. We'd love to get one of these out to you into your hands, you know, so you can look at it yourself and sit down and figure out what makes sense. If you'd like a copy of it, it's our compliments. Pick the phone up, give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You call anytime you want. Say, hey, you know, guys, I was listening to the radio show. I'd really like to have a copy of that checklist that you guys were talking about, and we'd be happy to send it out to you. So you got anything you want to add in this segment?
I think we're good.
All right. We're gonna take a break, and we will be right back, folks.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
Well, that's going to wrap up our Your Best of Your Financial Future show for this Labor Day weekend in 2018. We hope that you guys enjoyed your summer and that you did a lot of fun things that summer has to offer. And we hope that you focus on your finances in the closing months of the year to try to get things going in the right direction for yourself. We want to remind you that we are always available to answer any questions that you have or to help our listeners. Again, we wish you all a very happy and safe Labor Day weekend, and we hope you enjoy some time with your families. And we'll be back again next weekend with a new, fresh show.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.